I'm really not the last. There's kids, there's young men, young girls out there that are gonna take us back to the moon and beyond what we plan to go for a long time. So it's somewhat of a misnomer, but I tell you what, I wear that label with pride.
That's Gene Cernan, 82-year-old. He died yesterday. His life was amazing. He accomplished so much in the space program. But I think his lasting legacy is that he was the last person, last human being to walk on the moon in 1972, 45 years ago.
Wow.
Dr. Tom Jones, former NASA astronaut, author of Skywalking and the co-author of Planetology, Unlocking the Secrets of the Solar System, joins us now to talk about the lasting legacy of Eugene Cernan. Good morning to you, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Brian and Tony.
Yeah, hey, good morning.
What a guy. This guy was, he has a lot of records under his belt.
No doubt. I remember as a new astronaut, he and Jack Schmidt, the last two moonwalkers on Apollo 17, joined us down in Houston for a retrospective 20 years after their final moon landing mission. And so I was talking with these guys as one who might follow in their footsteps one day. And it's just amazing to me that we're here in 2017 and we've lost Gene Cernan and we haven't been back to the moon. And he was the kind of guy who would inspire generations of people to follow in his footsteps as scientists, engineers, as prospective astronauts.
Yeah, I mean, he had quite the storied history at NASA. He was a Gemini astronaut. He did some of the first EVAs, the
second one in America.
That's right. And he learned a lot there. He actually didn't go well, but through his failure in that particular EVA, they learned a lot about how to do them better. And then he was the guy who actually preceded Neil Armstrong and almost landed on the moon in Apollo 10.
On Apollo 10, he and Tom Stafford took the lunar module down to within 50,000 feet of the moon. That's only about 7 miles from the moon, and they got down to the point where they might have landed, but they might not have been able to take off again. That's why they didn't go all the way down. And he joked that he and Stafford painted this bright white line down the center of the highway for Neil Armstrong and Buzz to follow, so they wouldn't get lost on the next mission.
Well, it's amazing. You know, growing up, and boy, I hate to admit this, but you know, I was there. I remember as a kid watching the first moonwalk in '69. Is a 7-year-old, I think it was. And looking back on it now, I had anticipated, Tom, that we'd be a lot further ahead. I mean, I grew up watching things like Space 1999, where there's a moon base involved. Where did we go wrong? What do we have to do to get back on track and really continue what I do believe is man's destiny to get into the stars?
That's an excellent point. I think that America at this point, 2017, we have to stop talking about heroes who did things 50 years ago and start talking again about how we are going to do great things like Gene Cernan did on Apollo 17. And you can't live on your laurels for decades and still claim that you're the technological leader of the world, a leader in space exploration. And if we wait about 10 more years, we're going to be watching some Chinese walk on the moon and wonder where why we didn't wake up 10 or 20 or 30 years ago.
Well, and how about that? Should we go back to the moon or should we just, as Elon Musk has said, go straight to Mars?
Oh, we don't know enough to go straight to Mars, and Elon's dreaming if he thinks he can do that. It's going to take us about 25 years of homework to get to Mars, and some of the homework we should do is on the moon. I think there are scientific reasons to explore our nearest neighbor in space, tells us about the early history of the Earth, and more importantly, there's rocket fuel on the moon that we can use to lower the cost of getting out into the solar system to asteroids and eventually to Mars. So humans and robots working together on the moon is a great place to practice the techniques we need to go to another planet.
And when you look back on the life and times of Gene Cernan, clearly, you know, the fact that he was the last man to walk on the moon is notable. But what is the thing that impresses you most about his career at NASA as an astronaut?
Oh, his courage. Second man to walk in space for America, as you said. Problems on the spacewalk. He lost 13 pounds in a three-day mission because of the exertions he underwent. And yet he stepped up, went almost all the way to the moon, and then finally was the man who led the final expedition to the moon for America in our past. I think we're going to see those again in the future.
I love the statistic about on his Gemini mission. I'm sorry, on his first Apollo mission, he came back and recorded the fastest speed ever known by a manned vehicle of any kind of 24,751 miles per hour. And he also holds the land speed record on the moon He got the lunar rover up to 11.2 miles an hour at one point. So he holds all kinds of records, but a remarkable guy and a guy who definitely had the right stuff. Dr. Tom Jones, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.